humble themselves and pray. If my people will humble themselves and pray. If my people humble themselves and pray. And pray. It's right where you are. Lift your voice. Begin to cry out to God. Come and heal our land. Oh, have mercy on us, God. Cry out to Him. Come and heal our land, Lord. Have mercy on us. We cry out to You. We cry out to You.
Sing it.
Lord, have mercy on Your people. We humble ourselves and pray. Turn from our wicked ways. Lord, have mercy on our nation. Forgive us of our sin. Revive our hearts again. To You.
Yes, we do, Lord.
Yes, we do. We return to You.
Check this out. I'm going to show you how I afforded this car. Okay, you ready? All right, $118 for car insurance. That's how much I was paying. Okay, I picked up.
Never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now.
Going through a storm. But I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the wind to call me out. You would cross an ocean so I wouldn't drown. You've never been closer than you are right now. You are Jireh. You are enough.
So clear what it's all about.
To stay by my side when the sun goes down. Don't wanna forget how I feel right now.
You are enough.
So I will be. I will be.
Hallelujah. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. We give God thanks for affording us this privilege this evening. It's always a privilege when we are here, and we could have been otherwise minded. Amen. We could have gone and be doing stuff, other stuff than coming here, because when you check it out, the days run by so quickly. You know, as soon as you get up in the morning and you just do a couple of things around the house or whatever, you know, the hours just go so quickly. And even now, that night, where I am in Georgia, night don't come down until like 9 o'clock, minutes to nine. You know, so it's like broad daylight outside now. And we could have been doing so much other stuff. But to God be the glory, we're spending time in His presence. Amen. We're spending time in His presence. We are making the sacrifice. And I don't take it lightly when you come on here on Saturdays and Thursdays. You know, I don't take it lightly. It's a great sacrifice that you would have made. And there, you will be rewarded for it. Amen. The word of God tells us that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Almighty God. Amen. Last week we studied Romans chapter 9. It was a beautiful study. Amen. The Lord will have mercy upon whom He will have mercy. Will show compassion to whom He will show compassion. You know, He spoke about Pharaoh. Paul spoke about Pharaoh. God would harden Pharaoh's heart so He wouldn't let the people go. Amen. And we look at the reason why He would do that. To strike against the many gods of the Egyptians. Amen. He would cause so many plagues. So many things happening in Egypt to fight against the many gods, to show that He, our Lord God Almighty, reigns forevermore. He is God over all creation, and there is none like Him, nothing similar to Him. He is God all by Himself. And so He will show up in ways that we don't expect Him to. You know, our God will show up in ways that we don't expect Him to. And He does it to show that He alone is God and He's worthy to be praised. You know, he could have caused Daniel, a faithful man who prayed three times per day, openly, looking towards Jerusalem where the temple was. You know, and he would pray three times per day, and he would not dance or bow down when the king Nebuchadnezzar plays music. He won't dance to no harp or no psalms or anything at all. He won't bow, you know, and he would pray just the same. And Nebuchadnezzar would say that anyone who doesn't bow when the music play, I dance when my music play, they're going to be thrown into the fire, the lion's den. And God could have prevented Daniel from not being thrown into the lion's den. But why you think God would allow Daniel to be thrown into the lion's den? A faithful man of God. Why you think God would allow that? To strike against the many gods of that people would bow down and worship. To strike against anything that is unlike Him. You strike against it. You tear down every... If you're willing and obedient and God is able to use you, He would use you to strike against the weapons that are against your warfare even now. You know, the spiritual wickedness. He would use in such a way to dispel darkness. You know, when we look and see how Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three Hebrew boys, they were thrown into the fiery furnace. God could have prevented them from going into the fiery furnace. They were faithful servants of Almighty God. And God would allow them to strike against everything that would rise up, want to rise up against His name. Right? That's why God would allow it. You know, when we look at Job was so faithful, you know, and Job would lose everything so that God could be glorified. That Job would say, would have a deeper devotion, deeper relationship with God, that he would say, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Job would find a new identity, you know, a new, Job would find a new sense of commitment. You know, he would find, he would expand his borders, per se. He would expand his territory because of what God would have taken him through. So I don't know who here tonight is going through a tight situation. And you may be calling upon the name of God from morning, noon, right through. And you don't feel no release as yet. God would have you in that position for a purpose. So that when he take you through it, you know, principalities and powers must bow down. You know, you would have looked back at this situation and say, if it hasn't been for the goodness of Jesus, you know, I wouldn't have been where I am. And so, every opportunity that we get to praise the Lord, let us praise Him. Every opportunity that we get to praise Him. Amen. Let us praise Him in the land of the living, because the times are extremely evil, and the time is extremely short as well. And His word cannot lie. He said He's going to shorten the days for the elect's sake. You know, and we see that happening. We have seen that happening, right? The days are so short, and yet still, when you count it, it's still 60 seconds make a minute. You know, yet it comes so fast. It was just New Year's Day. Now it's past the middle of the year already. The days are being shortened. Amen. It's divinely shortening. Amen. So let's just give God thanks for the way in which you would have been using us in this end time revival, because the last days are up on us. And is indeed an end time revival. We are in the last dispensation of grace. From there on, we're going to go on to dispense a millennium reign. Amen. Before we go into Romans chapter 10, let's just pray. Lord, we want to thank you for this opportunity that you have afforded us. Indeed, mighty God, our righteousness is like filthy rags. We pray even now, mighty God, you'll wash us, you will surge us. Mighty God, you will come and make your dwelling among us as a people. Stir up the soil that is within our hearts so that when you cultivate on it this evening, it will bring forth fruit unto righteousness, mighty God. Lord, we pray that even now our circumstances won't be highlighted, but you, Lord God, will be seen high and lifted up. We pray, mighty God, that every sickness, everything that is unlike you will bow to your holy name this evening. We pray that situation will change. We pray, mighty God, that you will be glorified. We pray, mighty God, that you will honor the sacrifice of your people. We pray, mighty God, for a platform this evening that is without any interruption, any internet problem, any glitches. Mighty God, we pray that you will hasten the steps of those who are on their way, that mighty God, you will lighten their shores and let them come on board, mighty God, to hear your word that will deliver them and will give them hope in this time of great need. Mighty God, have your way even now and take over this platform as I tell you thanks. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. I want to welcome you all to another Saturday evening Bible study. Amen. Welcome, welcome, one and all. Welcome, Sister Sean.
Yes.
Bless the Lord. Welcome all the
Yes.
way over in Netherlands.
Thank you.
Yes, all the way in Netherlands. How is it? What's the time there in Netherlands now?
It's like a 2:15 in the morning.
2:15. My God, to God be the
Yes.
glory. To God be the glory and your hope and on with us. God is
Yes.
doing something
Thank
marvelous.
you. Thank you
Amen.
for
And
welcoming me.
yes, and in Netherlands they speak different language from us
Yes.
here on this side. They speak Dutch.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome. We'll go straight into the word. Amen. Where time is far spent. And so, Romans chapter 10, righteousness by faith, and the beautiful feet of those who proclaim righteousness. Beautiful feet. Amen. If last week we look at Romans chapter 9, it anchored our soul in the sovereign mercy of God, shows us that God will have mercy on whom he chooses to have mercy. Amen. And compassion, whom he chooses to have compassion. Even before the twins, they were he selected one before Jacob and Esau. He selected one. You know, yes, in divine choice. He's God and he's able to make he's able to do whatever he's want to do. He's a potter. We are the clay. You know, so when we look at Romans chapter 10 tonight, it will set our feet running with the good news of salvation. You know, we will run with the good news of salvation. When we see how we would have gotten this salvation, it's not cheap. You know, it was bought with a price. Amen. And we'll see how the beautiful foundation of it. You know, and this chapter is going to, there's a lot of questions that will come out from it. Amen. Yeah, Paul. You know, Paul's address, how a person is actually saved. How did you get saved? The process, the salvation process. You know, yes. And Paul would have said that salvation is near, is as near as your mouth and your heart. It's so near, you know, as your mouth and your heart. You know, it says salvation comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Somebody must tell of the good news of salvation. Amen. Somebody must speak it so that those around us will be affected. And when it affects them, it will become effective, right? They will receive. So someone must proclaim, and we're going to look at that tonight as Paul would write it to the Romans. Amen. Yes, so the message that we are saved by is meant to be spoken. It's not meant for us to just sit on it. We get saved by a word. I don't know which word touched you to save you. You know, maybe it's not a one word or a one sermon. Maybe it's a continual event over years, or maybe it's an occasion or an incident that you were involved in or something. But somehow or the other, the word came through and it teared down the stony heart. It's teared down whatever would cause you, amen, to be swaying towards the world. When that word comes, it tear down every stony heart. Amen. The word of God tells us that the word is sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces even to the divine heart. It tear down every imagination, any high thing that exalts itself above the name of God. You know, so that's how powerful and sharp the word is. Amen. Maybe it's not a one word, as I said before, but maybe it's a series of words. Or maybe it's not a one person who would have spoken to you about the goodness of God or his mercy. But maybe it's a group or people eventually over the time, over your lifetime or whatever, would have spoken to you about it. Maybe it's a television show, maybe something. But something that you have seen or been exposed to has torn down your walls of your heart so that the King of Glory shall comes in. You know, and God knows how to get every one of us. If you're at all a child of God, you may be wayward out in the world, you know, gleaning out in the world. minding your own business. God knows how to come into any dance hall and take you out. God
Oh.
knows how to come into any rum bar and take you out. You know, he knows how to get his people because his word is sharp. You know, his word is powerful. And so when that word save us, it's not meant for us to keep quiet, but it's meant for it to be spoken. Amen. So we're going to look at it in about, I think it's about five parts to it. It's a very short chapter. 21 verses. You know, so the first part of it we're going to take from verses 1 to 4 tells about the heart longing for salvation, a heart that is longing for salvation. So Romans 10, verses 1 to 4. Anyone there can read for us?
Yes, I'll read. Thelma Scott, reading
from
King James Version. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For God is at the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Scott. Yes. So we see where Paul would have started off this chapter, same in almost the same way it would have started Romans chapter 9. You know, his heart desire and prayer to God is for Israel that they might be saved. You know, in chapter 9, he said that he wish himself was a curse or was whatever, you know, so that they might come in. You know, some words to that effect you would have mentioned, just like at Moses, the burden that Moses would carry for the children of Israel. When Moses said to God that he wished God would just cross his name out of the book, you know, if he won't forgive the people of their sins when they make the golden calf in the wilderness. Amen. So here is Paul again, and he's repeating what he said in chapter 9. That's to show you the emphasis, how genuine he is when he's saying that his desire, his heart, his prayer to God is that Israel might be saved. You know, when you look at this, what can it teach us in what we're going through today? We have seen Paul have saying that Israel, they had a zeal, right? But it was not a zeal based on knowledge. You know, they were sincere, yet sincerely they were misguided, even though they had that zeal. And they were sincere in that zeal, but they were still misguided. You know, they were trying to establish their own righteousness and refused to submit to the righteousness that comes from God. You know, and Paul will summarize this and say, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believe. You know, the Jew, they were trying to keep the law for righteousness. Amen. But here Paul is saying that Christ is the end of that law for righteousness. So the law is not the root anymore. What is the root now? It's through Christ.
Faith
in the Son of the Living God. Amen. That's the root that Paul is explaining now to the Romans. is not by the law, because we could not keep the law. The law was like a schoolmaster. The law pointed out your sin.
Yes.
The law pointed out that you sinned, but the law did not have any remedy.
Yeah. To guide you.
To wash away your sin. You know, they shed blood. They shed the blood of spotless pigeons and rams and turkey doves and all of that. You know, but they have to do it continually. Over and over, over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we find how corrupt that was, because then you'd have to have how many rams, how much bulls to atone for your sins. And now they were in the temple selling animals to be offered for sacrifice, and they would sell it to the highest bidder. That's why when Jesus went into
the temple,
he turned over the money changers, because people were in there to make money now. They were in there to sell the pigeons and the bulls to the highest bidder, and they would turn it into a den. Christ said, "You're turning my father's house into a den of thieves."
Yes,
now, it turned over. So we could not keep the law. You know, it was getting more and more corrupted, and people were more and more lifted up in pride and stuff more than ever, and not submitting themselves to Christ. Amen. So Christ now is the end of the law.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. The law.
Amen.
Ends for the believer in the sense that our obedience to the law is no longer the basis of our relationship with Christ. We are saved by believing through grace, believing and confessing with our mouth, as the chapter went on to say. Because the problem Paul encountered, you see, was widespread rejection of Jesus Christ. And when Jesus came, they walked just past him and never knew that he was the Messiah.
My God.
They wanted somebody to come in a robe and dressed and so forth. So they were self-righteous, believing the law. But the law, like a schoolmaster, to drive them. And they never know that righteousness is through Jesus Christ. So maybe they were ignorant then.
Yes.
So there was a struggle among the Jews.
Yes.
There was
yes.
a struggle among them. Because they were trying to establish their own righteousness. When I read
yes,
it today,
yes.
that's what I got.
Yes, I think they were very sincere, but you can be sincerely wrong.
Yes, yes.
And
so
go
true.
Back again. Excuse me, Brother Scott.
Go ahead.
If you remember Lisa. Paul, remember Paul, when he was Saul, he was persecuting the Christians, right? He knew about Jesus, but he didn't know who Jesus was.
So wrong.
He heard about him.
So sincere, but wrong.
Yes.
And he was persecuting the Christians.
So
with
he was
zeal.
Persecuting the Christians.
With great yes. zeal as well, sincerely.
Yeah. He was doing, yes.
He never knew what he was doing, because the light has not come and shine in his heart.
Good.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Receive, you know, because Amen. there's a commitment that has to be done on the inside. It has to take place on the inside, and then it shines beautifully on the outside.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, that's the grace and the faith that we are now privy to be exposed to. And we need to make good of it.
Thank you.
We need to make good of it. You know, zeal alone. You're doing stuff
faith.
In good faith.
Yes.
That cannot save you.
No.
You know, your zeal, it cannot save you.
Save you.
You can be passionately religious and still miss the point.
Yes.
You can hold on to your religion all you want and still miss the point. It's a relationship. that we need to now have with Christ. You know, if we stop fighting to build our own righteousness and rest in Christ,
the righteousness of
the
Christ,
the pressure would lift. Christ is the finish line that that you and I could never reach on our own. And he reached it for us. You know, Christ, he paved the way for us. So if we, Jesus is the only way. Jesus Christ is the only way. Amen. Philippians 3 and verse 9 tells us that, and be found in him. Paul is writing. He said, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. That's the righteousness that we seek, the righteousness which is of by faith.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
That's righteousness. And then Paul is going to show us, expose us to two different kinds of righteousness when we look at verses 5 to 8. Romans chapter 10, verses 5 to 8. Anyone there read for us?
5 to 8.
Romans 10, 5 to 8.
For Moses writes about the righteous. I'm reading from the New King James.
Yes, go ahead.
The New King James. For Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law. The man who does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say into your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who will descend unto the abyss? Or Abe, whatever I pronounce it. That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near to you in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we speak.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister. Amen. Amen. So Paul contrasts two parts, the righteousness of the law and the righteousness of faith. All right. Verse 5 again said that, for Moses described the righteousness which is of the law. That's what Moses describes. That the man which doeth these things shall live by them. You know, but the law path, the righteousness which is by the law, says that do it all perfectly. You know? Yes, sorry about that. The faith path speaks differently from that. All right? It says, the law would say that you must do it perfectly and you will live. Right? You must not miss a iota of it. Do it perfectly and you will live. But no one can. No one could do that. It was like an outward show at a particular point in history. It was like an outward show. It was nothing going on the inside. There was no transformation on the inside. They would come to the synagogues and they would make some long prayers. They would wear some big phalanges, that is the law that is written around their neck. They would wear it on a big platter, the law around their neck, to appear to be holy.
Tight.
Yes, to appear to be holy. They would wear it, and inside no transformation was going on. And they would be like, Jesus would speak to them and say that they're like whitewashed sepulchres.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, they were like whitewashed sepulchres. Outside look so pretty and so
inside,
well garnished.
Outside,
so
man's
well
bones.
Garnished and,
Amen.
And cleaned down.
Bone.
But inside that whitewashed sepulchre is full of dead, man
dead
bones.
Man's bones.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
That's all they were. They were taking the law out of proportion.
Oh God.
You know, and they would make more commandments than what actually was in the law. They would make commandments to to for self gratification, you know, and they would cast out so many out of the synagogues for this simplest little thing. They would cast them out of the synagogue. So you'd find out that it was the religion now was top heavy. It wasn't for the bottom. It wasn't for the man at the grassroots anymore. It was a top heavy religion that was going on. That's, we could not keep the law. It was, and you can imagine now with so much, now in this day and time that we're living in with so much technology, you can imagine how out of proportion it would have gone if Christ didn't come. The perfect lamb, the sacrifice, the atoning lamb to die in our stead so that we may have life. You know, Paul, faith, the righteousness which is of faith, speaks differently. It's no more you and I working, but it's now Christ working. Christ that have worked in us by faith. You know, Paul would have quoted from Deuteronomy 30. I think it's about from verse 11 to about 14. What he have wrote in Romans chapter 10, verse 8. He said, the word is nigh thee,
in thy mouth and in thy heart. Yeah,
that is the word of faith which we preach. He said, Paul said, it is near to us, even in our mouth and in our heart. You know, the word of faith which we preach. He said, you don't have to ascend to heaven to bring Christ down, or to descend into the deep to bring him up. Jesus already came. And he already rose up. Up from the grave, he arose with a mighty triumph over his foes. You know, the work is finished. Salvation isn't a distant mountain to climb. You know, it is as close, Paul said, it is as close as your own heart and your own lips. That's as close as salvation gets to you, right in your own private place, right in your own surrounding. It's no more far off, but it's right near to you.
Right,
you don't have to wait until the priest going to the tabernacle to offer sacrifice for your sin. Uh-uh. And a yearly basis. You have to wait on a year. What if you die within that year? There would be no atonement for your sin then and there. You know, what if you can't afford a spotless lamb or a spotless turkey dove or whatever? You can't afford it. You know, your sin would not be atoned for. You know, your trespasses would still be in trespass. You know, but here is it now, that because of the cross work, because of Christ, salvation has come. Salvation is
free.
Salvation is free, even in our mouth and in our heart.
Amen.
Yes, so my encouragement to you is that we do not have to earn our way to God through
God's
impossible
favor.
Task. Through the impossible
only
task.
Believe.
You know, the gospel is near, accessible, and it's free.
Yes.
You know, if you are willing and able, you are able to receive it if you are willing to accept him. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to be good enough to come to Christ. He has already brought salvation right to our doorstep. Amen. Yes, so it's near to us. Salvation is near to us in our mouth. That means we proclaim it. And in our heart, that means we accept it.
All we have to do is to believe and receive.
Just believe and receive. Amen?
Yes.
All right, so when we look at verses 9 to 13, it tells us that we need to confess and believe.
Yes.
Amen. Verses 9 to 13 tells us that we need to confess and believe. So anyone there can read it for us?
Verse 9.
Yes, go ahead.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jews and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Mm-hmm. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Thelma. Yes. Paul is making the gospel statements so clear, so crystal clear right there and then. He said, if thou confess with your mouth, believe, thou shalt be saved. Believe in your heart that God has raised him, that's Christ, from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Be saved. Hallelujah.
He said, for with the heart man believe unto righteousness, mm-hmm. and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You know, so salvation involves both the heart and the mouth.
Yes.
All right? The heart, that means you have to have a genuine belief. You have to believe genuinely. You know, and with the mouth, you have to publicly confess.
Mouth. Hallelujah.
Publicly confess him as Lord. It is not a secret transaction. It is not a secret transaction. Salvation is not a secret transaction. You cannot be saved and nobody know that you are saved. It's not no secret. You know, people must see the difference that is in you. There must be a change. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. So salvation is not no secret. It's an open. It's an open proclamation. You know, people will see the difference.
Yeah.
What Christ has done in your life. Things that you used to do, you do it no more. Places you used to go, you go there no more. You know, sins that so easily beset you, you're going to lay it aside. Certain conversation, you're not going to have it no more. You know, so it's not a secret transaction. Your salvation is public. So if you're a private person, and don't want, and you accept Christ, you have to break out of that private shell, because now your tongue cut loose. Your tongue is now cut loose, and you're going to tell of the goodness of Jesus. You're going to testify of him in the name of Jesus. You're going to show it. You're going to go on the mountains and the hills and everywhere and tell that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's not a private. You're not of a private entity when you come to Christ. You're public. You're a public figure. And anyone can come to you when they see the light shining through you and ask you, pray for me. You know, how many times, especially in the countries, you'll be walking to church. Now people drive to church. But in the countryside, especially in Jamaica or wherever, you'll be walking to church and somebody that has never even been to your church. They don't even go to church for a very long time. And they would see you walk into church and they would come to you and say, throw this in the offering for me. Give you money and say, throw it in the offering for me and pray for me. Remember me in the prayers and whatever. Something is working. They have seen you and admiring you going to church every Sunday or as often as you go. They would admire you. And they would see the life that you live. It's not a private life, but it's a public life. You know, that you're now living with Christ in you. Amen? So, and it also shows that salvation is for everyone.
Of course. Who believes?
Who believes?
He said, everyone who believes.
He said, for there is no difference
between Jews and Gentiles.
And the Greek.
Yes.
For the same Lord over all
is rich
unto all that call upon him.
Amen.
And whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Hallelujah.
I want you to note that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord.
Whosoever means me.
Shall be saved. You know, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord.
Lord shall be saved.
Be saved.
Whosoever is
me. And that. So the door now is wide open. You know, so there is no background check. There's no past that could disqualify you. Nothing that you have done in the past.
Amen.
Disqualify you
from
it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Nothing. Your slate is now wiped clean. Whosoever shall call.
Whosoever will. Lord, yes.
Shall be saved.
Shall be saved.
You. Whosoever.
Calling on him. It means something deeper than just calling on him. Right?
Yes.
I could tell you about Sister Lynette. Just to pick a name. I could tell you about Sister Lynette. Right? But it would mean nothing to you if I just tell you to just go. Here is Sister Lynette's address. Go and knock on our door. That would mean nothing. But if I tell you that if you knock on Sister Lynette's door, there may be provision for you for the next year. There may be food enough. There may be a word. There may be something that Sister Lynette has to offer you that will benefit you in some way or the other. All right? You have to know that before you can know what Sister Lynette has to offer. Just like Christ. If I say, call upon the name of Christ and you will be saved. What do you, maybe one of the questions that you should be asking me, what do you mean, Brother Scott, I must call upon the name of the Lord and I shall be saved? What does the Lord has to offer?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Salvation.
You know, you may not be privy to know what the Lord has to offer. Why should you call upon him? You know? Why should I call? Hallelujah. I feel my helper here with me this
Praise
evening.
God.
I feel the Holy Spirit coming up on me this evening. You have to know him in order to know what he has to offer you.
Wonderful.
You have to have a relationship with him before you can know what is in store for you.
Uh-huh.
You know, if I say call upon the name of the Lord, it would mean nothing to you if you don't have a relationship with him.
Hallelujah.
If you don't know what is on the table that he has spread for you, that you don't know that he can make a path in the wilderness for you, that he can make rivers in the wilderness. He can provide for your every need. You know, you have to know him in order for you to call upon him and receive in faith. Amen, Sister Camille?
Yes, Deacon. You know, you were talking, you brought me back to, sometimes you come upon some salesperson, especially back home in Jamaica, and they would try to market their products. And man, when them finish talk to you, when you never feel like you want it, you know you don't need it. But when they finish tell you about what it's capable of doing, you leave purchasing the product, you know? And so it's the same with us as believers. And I believe that some of them would have to sample their own product and tell you, yes, man, this is the same one I'm using, and this is what it was able to do for me. And when you see the results, and when you're so caught up in what they're saying that you're willing to try. And as believers, we have, you know, the privilege of experiencing God first before selling him to others, so that when we go to sell him, not only are we talking from, you know, our mouths or our experience, but they can see the light of God shining through us. We have the opportunity to experience God to transform us from the inside out, so that when we talk, especially if these are persons, whether or not these are persons that we know and they would know our lifestyle, you know, but just how you would present him and how you would talk about him, your experiences with him is what will sell him. Amen. I remember sharing with a friend shortly after I would have met her. She know this Sister Camille, and I would tell her my story, and she could not believe. I had to go back, and I don't know where I had some pictures of me in some clothes and something, and I found it. And she said, this is you? She said, it's not even look like the same person. You know, and I was saying to her, and I said, you're proving the point. You're proving, you know, the grace of God, the power that God has to change us, You know, so when we open ourselves to experience God the real and proper way, when we go out to sell Him, it's going to be easy. You know, you don't have to make up anything. You don't have to tell no lie. You just share your very own experiences, and the Holy Spirit will take that word, bring it to their heart, and bring that transformation that they need to come to Christ.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Oh,
Bless the
yes.
Lord. Thank you, Sister Camille. Bless the
Yes.
Lord. Yes. We have to know Him in order to present Him.
Yes, to present him. Yeah,
Yeah.
yes. You have to know
And
him
we
for
have to
yourself.
know Him in order to call upon Him. We got to know
Yes.
what He has to offer us.
Yes.
You know, yes, we got to know that there is healing, there is deliverance. We got to know that He has a place that He has gone to prepare for us. And He will come again and receive us unto Himself,
Unto
that where
himself.
He is, we will be
We will be
also.
there also.
Yes, in my
Amen.
Father's
Amen.
house, there are many
Amen.
mansions. You know, we got to know the full package that he has given us. Amen. And so it brings us now to verses 14 to 15. And we're coming down, verse 14 to 15. Romans 10, verse 14 to 15. Anyone there?
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent, as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Edda. It's as Sister Edda read it, it sounds like it's backwards, right? Like she's reading it backwards, like Paul has written it backwards. You know, the chain of question that Paul would have posed or asked is like he's saying it backward, right? It leads backward right up to Jesus. Right up to the cross. Amen. He said, "How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?" Remember that we're going from verse 13, you know, that he said that whosoever shall call on his name shall be saved.
I'd be saved.
But Paul is saying that, "Oh, then shall they call on him who they have not believed?
Need.
Because they have not known the man Christ Jesus. So how can they call on
They
him
believe in
and they
him.
don't know him?" You know, and Paul will say everything backward, go right up. There's a chain. And this is called like a divine chain. Amen. Calling requires believing, right? For you to call upon him, it requires you to believe. And for you to believe, it requires you for you to hear something. You must hear something to believe something,
Yes.
right? You must hear something to believe something.
Yes.
And hearing requires a preacher.
Yes. A
And
messenger.
yes, a messenger. And for you to be a messenger or a preacher, it requires that you be sent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not them that went, but they that the
You have to
world,
be sent.
you got to be sent by Almighty God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You know, so that's the link. It's a backward link Paul would have given us. But when you dive it down, right down, it shows you how important each and every one of us. The importance of us in this chain, in this divine chain. We are so important in it. Amen. If you take away any link from this chain, then the loss will stay loss. And even yourself will be cut out of it.
Amen.
You know, Paul would say, "Oh, beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad
Oh, yes.
tidings." You know,
Beautiful.
so
Beautiful.
we are all a vital part of God's plan. You know, somebody once told us the good news. Somebody once packaged salvation and delivered it to us in such a package that we could not resist it. Just as big piggyback on what Sister Camille would have shared. They have packaged salvation in such a way that we could not resist it. The good news. Now it's time for us that has received the good news to bring it, to carry it. Amen. Yes, we have received this treasure. It's not for us to present it to others. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 20 said that, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Mm-hmm. As through Christ did, as though Christ did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. And it shows how important the preacher man is in this chain. Right? It shows how important it is to go down to get the person that has not received Christ for them to call upon the name of him and be saved. You know, it goes all the way down to be sent, to receive, to believe, right down to the unsaved that needs to hear in order to call. You cannot call unless you hear. You cannot call on the name of Jesus and be saved unless you hear that you know him. You have come to an understanding of what he has to offer. And not only what he has to offer, but to know that you are in desperate need of that supplement in order to survive. You know, the desperate need of it. Amen? So faith cometh by hearing. Verse 16 to 17 say, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. They have not all obeyed the gospel because Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report? And that's Isaiah.
Isaiah 53.
Yeah, that's Isaiah 53, verse 1.
Yes.
Lord, who has believed our report? You know, the pathway to faith remains unchanged. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing
by the word of God.
You have to hear the word of God. So faith is not manufactured by human emotions or clever argument. It's never about that. It's never about clever argument or emotions or the easy man and whatever. It's not about that. It is birth when the word of God is proclaimed and heard. That's when faith is birth. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is why the message matters so much. Why we must never water down. The message of salvation is not meant to be watered down. It is meant to be taken as is.
Seriously.
The word of faith, you know? Our word cannot save nobody. It has to be Christ that is in us, that is speaking.
Amen.
Us.
Amen. Amen.
And we now becomes an oracle carrying that word. That is the word that is meant to save people, not our own polishing.
Oh no.
Not our own polishing up on it. It don't need no other argument. The word of God don't need no other argument. It don't need no other plea. It is enough that Christ died for us and that he rose again so that we may have life.
Thank you.
That
yes,
is enough.
Not,
Amen.
Need us to go around our corner and promise people that we're going to pay their rent for 10 months if they come to church. It never said that. The gospel never said that. It doesn't mean for us to go around and tell people that we're going to, if they come to church, they're going to get wife or husband.
No.
We don't need that. Not needed on the gospel. That's why so many people, when they come to church and they don't get the wife and the husband that you promised them, they go back out into the world. It doesn't mean for us to come and tell people that when they come to Christ, everything is going to be all right, and you're not going to be stressed and disgusted anymore. You're going to live smooth sailing, no problem.
No. Not a bed of roses.
No problem. You're going to live so, you're going to rich. Mm-hmm. You're going to come to Christ and you're going to get rich. And you're going to have money and you're going to afford all that you want and everything. You know,
we don't need that.
We don't need to sugarcoat it with nothing. The gospel is
thank
all
it,
right.
Jesus.
It was good for Paul and Silas.
Good
and
for me.
For yes.
That's the gospel message. It is powerful to transform in his own way. You know, it is powerful to transform. We don't need to be adding stuff to it in order to spice it up. It's already seasoned with salt.
Seasoned
the word
salt.
Of God is already
Amen.
Seasoned. It is preserved. It
Thank
is protected.
You.
We don't
Yes.
need to add on no bills, no,
Thank
no
you,
bells and
Jesus.
Whistles onto it. We don't
Amen.
need to be promising anybody anything that is not in the
Glory
word of
to
God.
God. Hallelujah.
To God.
You know,
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Our duty is to tell them of the goodness of Jesus and
Thank
what
you,
he has
Lord.
done for us.
Amen. He's there.
Amen. So
He's
faith.
There.
So yes. So if your faith feel weak, feed it with the word of God. If you feel that your faith is weak, just feed it to the word of God. Faith grows in the soil of scripture. That's where faith grows, when the word of God is applied to it. You know, and remember Isaiah the prophet, his message was rejected. You know, people rejected his message. But our job is not to look on who's going to reject it. People are going to reject
whom
it.
The Lord revealed.
But our job is to be faithful.
Faithful.
Paul would have said in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 6, that I plant Apollos water, but it's God
increase,
who gives the increase.
Increase.
So give the word as it is. Give the word as it is.
Yes.
Just plant, you know, and water. Plant and water it. Continue to hammer it down. But it's God who gives the increase.
Increase.
You cannot soften the heart of no man. If it could have been softened, Moses could have softened Pharaoh's heart. But it's God himself who hardened it and who softened it when he see the blood of the firstborn, of including his breathless on the ground. That's when his heart was softened. When he sees his firstborn son, whatever his name was breathless, died. That's when his heart was softened. Everything else happened. And it was hard like rock. But when he saw that, it changes. Amen. So now Paul is saying that the people who have heard the word through the source, the ones that were being sent by God with the word of peace, you know, and they have heard, they are now without excuse. They are people without excuse. You know, verse 18 to 21 said, but I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily. Their sound went into all the earth, and their words into the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses said, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are
no people,
and led a foolish nation. I will anger you.
Yes.
But Isaiah, is very bold and said, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel he said, all day long, I've stretched forth my hands to a disobedient and
gainsaying people. And gainsaying people. Hallelujah.
So Paul closes the confronting by confronting the excuse that Israel simply
rejected.
They rejected the word.
Oh, my God.
You know, the problem was never a lack of information. They get the information. The problem was never a lack of information. It was a heart of disobedience. That was what, and we see it happening even now. The word is never short.
Never.
You hear the word everywhere. The persons that are hearing the word, cut it out, because many times you'll be changing the dial on your radio or in the television, and you hear the word of God, and you bypass it so quick. You don't want to hear it. Many times you see a preacher man coming on the road, and you know that he's going to stop you and tell you that Jesus loves you. And you turn back. You don't bother want to pass him anymore.
You're afraid of the word.
You're afraid of the word. The word is so, many times your friend, Your very friend turned Christian. And you don't even want the phone. When the phone ring and you see them name and it, and you know that is them going to talk to you. You don't even want to answer them anymore because you don't want to hear the word. You know? So the problem is never a lack of information.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a disobedient heart. A heart that is so disobedient.
A hardened heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have found of them that sought me not. No. Jesus is speaking. He said, Jesus, he was found of them that sought me not. Right? Paul is quoting from Isaiah 65. He said, he was found of them. That's a prophecy of Jesus, the Messiah, that is to come. Right? Then, in the Old Testament, that is to come in the New Testament. Right? He said, I was found of them that sought me not. He was talking about the Gentile, that he was talking about us.
Yes,
I was made manifest unto them
Gentiles.
That talks not after me. Remember that Israel was the chosen. We are the wild olive that is engrafted into the original olive plant. And we're going to see that, I think, is in chapter 11 or 12, where we are engrafted in the olive branch, in the olive vine now. Amen. Yes. So this chapter ends with the, you know, where Paul said, all day I have stretched out my hands to a disobedient and gainsaying people. You know, when I look at that word, stretched out.
Gainsaying.
Hands, you know, when he said he has stretched out his hands, pictured Christ on that cross for 6 hours on that cross for you and for me. He stretched out his hands for gainsaying and disobedient people. We were so disobedient, gone astray after our own ways. And he went on that cross. He stretched out his hands. Stretched out his hands to again sin and disobedient people. So God is not distant nor reluctant. He stands all day long. He said all day long, he stretched out his hands. An outstretched arm.
Oh,
you know, it give me a picture that I want to experience, that I ever want to live in. A picture that showing me running to the Father, running to Him, running into the arms of Jesus, lifting my hands up so He can lift me up, pick me up. You know, many times when I'm in church, and I begin to like praise, worship, and I lift my hands up and I close my eyes. I just picture myself there and then that Jesus picked me up,
mm-hmm.
have me in his arms.
Yes, Lord.
Put me on his shoulder like a young baby,
uh-huh.
and just bury me, my head on his shoulder, and just bury me, just burying me to rest.
Yes.
You know, I picture myself in that peace, that soulless moment when he's just burying me, pacifying me, relieving my load, taking my load, my shame, my guilt, my shame, and everything off me, you know, and just putting my head on his shoulder and just burying me to rest.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, baby.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, that's where I want to be, where he picked me up.
Yes.
You know, when I lift my hands up and I surrender to him, I'm saying, Lord, I cannot manage it on my own. I need you, Lord, to pick me up. I need you, mighty God, to just lift me up. Just pick me up and place me in your arms and just bear me to rest. You know, just take the weight. Just cause my mind to be stayed on you. Just let it stop running loose all over the place. And just let it concentrate on you. Forgetting about everything else. And just placing my thought, giving my attention to you. That's all I am asking. That's all I want of you now, Lord. That's but you know that's how intimacy comes into play. If you were on Thursday night, you'd have gotten gotten an awakening spirit when Elder Edwards would dissect the word and just kind of whet our appetite when she mentioned about the intimacy that we need with Christ. And when we heard Sister Camille's testimony, or should have shared and stuff, it was such a blessing. Oh, we need to get intimate with God. Amen. And so tonight, we're going to stop there tonight. And one thing I want you to take away from this is that his hands is stretched out. His hand is stretched out all day long.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And he's waiting for complete
Thank
surrender.
Thank you, Lord.
Complete sacrifice. Complete. Romans 10, verse 9. Study that word. Study
Thank
that part. Romans 10, verse 9. If thou shalt confess with thy
mouth
the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt
be saved. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Any questions before we hand over to Sister Ether to read the notices for us, the reminders? Amen, Minister Lynette. Salvation is based on Jesus rather than keeping the law. Both the heart and the mouth are involved in salvation. Whoever believes on the Lord will be saved. Saving faith comes by hearing and accepting the word. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Sister Camille said, must give the word, even if people reject it.
Yes.
It allows the Holy Spirit to minister to them.
Thank you,
using
Jesus.
Using the word after we have left those individuals.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, yes, glory to God, glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. Did you learn something this evening?
Amen.
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 Yes, indeed, it's a privilege.
Thank you,
amen.
Lord.
And an honor. To God be the glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
All right. No one has anything to share. No victory. No nothing.
Thank
No
you,
questions.
Jesus.
We'll hand over then to Sister Ether, who will remind us of certain of upcoming events. Amen. Sister Ether.
Yeah, good night, everyone.
Good night, Sister Ether.
Okay, I'm going to send the reminders for tonight. On behalf of the leadership of Faith Defenders Bible Study Group, it is truly my honor and joy to welcome each and every one of you this evening. Faith Defenders Bible Study Group mission is to bring the hope of the gospel to our community and beyond. We are a non-denominational group dedicated to knowing Christ deeply and making him known. Through the authority of Scripture, we study to grow in wisdom and to actively share our faith by inviting others into a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ and to build his kingdom one person at a time. It is our vision to see a transformed community where the hope of the gospel reaches every heart.
Yes.
We envision a growing body of believers rooted in the truth of God's word, who are actively and personally sharing their faith, expanding the kingdom of God, one person, one small group, and one transformed life at a time. Announcements. Last Thursday, we joined with Prayer Portals to Heaven Ministry for an evening of intimacy and reflection. If you weren't able to join us, the replay is available at www.prayerportalstoheaven.com. Mark your calendars this Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. we come together where we meet for children ministry. This will be hosted by our incredible partner ministry, Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministry International, right here on the same link. Be a blessing to someone else. Post it on your status and extend the invitation far and wide. Next Saturday at 8 p.m., we are looking forward to seeing your beautiful faces for our regular Bible study as we study Romans chapter 11. Come ready, come expectant, and come hungry for the word. Go forth and shine as you step into this week. Remember, you are the gospel in motion. Win souls for Christ through the life you live and the words you speak. Every encounter is an opportunity. Make it count. I will now hand over to Sister Alicia to lead us in closing prayer and the benediction. Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night.
Amen. And before Sister Alicia comes on, I want to apologize for us. Sister Grant, she was unable to come on tonight. She traveled today. And think she's she contacted me before. So I have her in your prayers as we go forth. Amen. Bless the Lord. Sister Alicia.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. Good night on some side.
Good night, Alicia.
Lord, we bless the Lord. It has been such an enriched, spirit-filled moment, because I know that Romans 10, it resonates so much with us, you know, individually, collectively, and we can see it, you know, in just like, just being a child of God. Romans 10, it speaks so much volume to us. And so as we, you know, digest everything that was said, that we have learned, and that, you know, we want it to be in us, and not just to be in us, but for us to apply. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as I come before your presence, I am not worthy, Almighty Father, to call upon your name. I'm like a filthy rag. But Father God, I come before your presence, and I ask you, dear Lord, to create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me. I ask you, dear Lord, to cleanse me and purify me of all unrighteousness. And so, therefore, God, as I come, dear God, you know, seeking you, you said we should seek you first and your kingdom and your righteousness.
Hallelujah.
And all other things will be added unto us. And so, therefore, God, as I come before your presence, Father God, is not you, my will, but your will be done.
Oh,
Father
Jesus.
God, I ask you, dear Lord, to hear our prayer, Almighty Father.
Thank
and
you,
grant
Jesus.
Us your will according to your precious,
thank you, Lord.
The plans that you have for us.
Thank
Father
you.
God, as a Romans 10, dear God, you know, it's when we look at it, when we read it, when we read it, and we learn about it, Lord,
yes,
please
Lord.
Teach us how to be obedient and help us to follow your way, because your way will lead to victory. Our path will lead to failure. And so, therefore, God, as you said, dear God, you're going before us to meet a crooked path straight, and you're perfecting everything that concerning us. So please help us, Almighty Father, to
Hallelujah.
Be in you and for you, Almighty Father.
Thank
and
you,
so, therefore,
Jesus.
God, we'll be obedient, Almighty Father. Give us the strength and the courage
oh,
to
God.
Be obedient. Sometimes
thank
we are
Lord.
Easily misled,
yes,
Almighty
Lord.
Father. And so,
thank
therefore,
you,
God,
Jesus.
As our human, dear God, form, we ask the dear Lord to help us to be strong. You said
yes.
We should look to you,
Jesus.
God.
From
whence cometh our help? Our help cometh
oh,
from you,
God.
Lord, which made heaven and earth,
thank
Almighty
you,
Father.
Jesus.
So therefore, God, we turn our eyes, we turn our
oh,
ears,
Jesus.
We turn our bodies, Almighty
thank
Father,
you, Jesus.
As the
yes,
temple
Lord.
Of your, of the, as your temple, Almighty Father, and as your hand and your feet, Almighty Father, to help us, dear God, to be obedient
thank
and
you,
consistent,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Almighty Father. Father God, help us, dear God, not to lean on our own understanding, but
yes.
to lead on your
my
understanding,
God.
Almighty Father,
Jesus.
Because you are God. You will never fail, and you will you cannot mm-hmm. fail, because, dear Lord, your word says it, Almighty Father.
Oh, Jesus.
We ask it, dear Lord, to guide us, Almighty Father, and teach us, dear
oh,
God,
yeah.
how to look to you in faith and be
Oh, Jesus.
faithful
Yes,
to
Lord.
you and keep our eyes on you, Almighty Father.
Amen.
Help us, dear
Yes,
God, that we
Lord.
will not be distracted looking
Yes,
east, west,
Jesus.
north, south, dear God, but
Oh,
just like as the
Jesus.
donkey or the horse, Almighty Father, with the blinker, we will have our blinker steadfast on you,
Oh,
Almighty Father, to the
Jesus.
finish
Yes,
line,
Lord.
Almighty Father. And so, therefore, God, dear Lord, you will be glorified, and we, dear God, your victory, dear God, will be manifested through us. Father God, bless us, Almighty
Mighty
Father.
God.
Help
Bless
us,
us,
dear God,
Lord.
to have that eagerness
Jesus.
and that
Jesus.
consistency, that zeal to learn your word, live your word, and apply your words, dear God,
Oh,
to your
God.
the teaching, dear God, to bring glory and honor to you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
God, our Lord God, we
Yes,
worship you,
Lord.
Lord, we honor you.
Yes,
Father
Jesus.
God, you help us, dear God, just like you said to Paul, to Peter, upon this rock you'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail.
Hallelujah.
Father God, help us, dear God, that in everything, dear God, we will look to you, we'll build on you, dear God, your
Yes,
word, the
Lord.
map that, dear God, that you have left with us, Almighty Father, the privilege, dear God, that you have blessed us with, Almighty Father. And so,
Oh,
therefore, God, we
Jesus.
can
Thank you,
bask in your word.
Jesus.
Father God, we thank you, dear God, for this
Thank
ministry,
you.
Almighty Father. We are
Yes,
not more,
Lord.
or we are not less than anyone, God. You brought us here, Almighty Father. And just, Almighty Father, you took the rib, dear God, from Adam's chest, Almighty Father. And so Eve could
Yes,
be
mighty
equal,
God.
Almighty Father. You bless us on this platform, Almighty
Oh,
Father, with our own
Jesus.
strength, with our own, with what you bless us with, the gift, Almighty Father, so that
Yes,
we can
Lord.
come together, Almighty Father, to give glory and honor to you, Father God. Cover this portal. Cover this
Yes,
ministry,
Lord.
Father
Thank
God.
you,
We ask you, dear Lord,
Jesus.
to help this ministry, dear God, that you will continue to build on you, Almighty Father. And dear
Yes,
God, as we
Lord.
might
In the name of Jesus.
see each other, dear God,
In
our
the name of
individuals as
Jesus.
different
Thank you,
denominations, dear God, but
Jesus.
we will see you in all of us, Almighty
Oh,
Father. And so,
Jesus.
therefore, God,
Yes,
dear Lord,
Lord.
we can bring out our strength, the gift
Thank
that
you,
you have blessed us with, dear
Jesus.
God, to give
Hallelujah.
glory and honor to
Thank
you,
you,
Almighty Father.
Jesus.
Father God, we glorify you, Lord,
Thank you,
we honor
mighty
you, we
God.
thank you, dear
Thank
God,
you.
for the
Oh,
intercession, dear God, of
Jesus.
this portal, this platform, Almighty Father. We thank you,
Mighty
God, for
God.
COVID, because, dear Lord, because if
Thank you,
COVID didn't come,
Jesus.
Almighty Father, we wouldn't, dear God, know that we are in different, so many
Mighty
places,
God. Thank you,
Almighty Father, so
Jesus.
many places in this world, Almighty Father. And dear God,
Yes,
we can
Lord.
come in one accord. Father
Yes.
God, we glorify you, Lord, we honor you. What the enemy tend for evil, God, you turn it for good, because you know,
My
dear
God,
God,
my
yes, it
God,
is
my
going on,
God.
this disease, this pandemic, but dear God, you will be manifested. Father
Jesus.
God, I
Hallelujah.
thank you. I thank you, dear God, for this
Thank you.
ministry. I thank
Thank
you,
you,
dear God, for
Jesus.
the leader. I
Thank
thank you, Almighty
you,
Lord, all
Jesus.
the members, Almighty Father. And dear God, as you continue to increase, dear God, Father God, ask you, dear Lord, to increase in us, dear God.
Yes,
Father God,
Lord.
spiritually, Almighty Father, rebuild us, Almighty Father, mentally, Father God. Some of us, we are going through so many depression, we're going through different
Oh, God.
seasons of our lives, Almighty Father. But dear God, you said we should call upon you, Almighty
My God.
Father,
Jesus.
trust in you, God, and you will hear our call, Almighty Father.
Thank
Father God,
you,
we
Jesus.
glorify you. We honor you,
Hallelujah.
Almighty Father. And so, therefore, God, when we trust in you, dear God, we build our lives in you, God. The gates of hell will
Thank you,
never and
Jesus.
cannot
Thank you,
prevail
Jesus. My
against
God.
us, God. Your Father God, we said, dear Lord, no weapon, as we use your words, Almighty
Hallelujah.
Father, no
Oh,
weapon form
Jesus.
against us will prosper, and anything that rise up against us in judgment will be condemned. We will be the
Condemned.
head and
My
not the
God.
tail, will be above and not beneath. So,
Thank
Father
you,
God, we ask you,
Lord.
dear Lord, please teach us, Almighty Father, how to live in you, dear God.
Yes,
And so,
Lord.
dear God, just like dear God, you said to when you told the Israelites to put the blood, they use animal blood, dear
My
God, but
God.
we are using the blood
Blood of
of the risen Christ,
Jesus.
the blood that
Hallelujah.
restores,
Yes,
the
Lord.
blood that
Hallelujah.
relieves, the blood
Hallelujah.
that heals, the blood that
Hallelujah.
sanctifies, the blood that
Hallelujah.
gives us
Thank
life,
you,
the
Jesus.
blood, dear God, that is going to take us
Hallelujah.
from the pit to the pulpit, Almighty Father.
Jesus
Father God, we ask
Christ.
you, Lord, to cover us, Almighty Father. Have your
Thank you,
way, Almighty Father.
Jesus.
Teach us, Almighty Father, how
Jesus,
to
Lord.
know you, Almighty Father,
Hallelujah.
and
Thank you,
when to call upon
Jesus.
you, Almighty Father.
Thank you,
Teach us,
Jesus.
dear God, to have faith and trust in you, Almighty Father.
Yes, Lord.
Sometimes it is so hard. But God,
Oh
help us to
God.
live in your words. And God, thy iron sharpeneth iron, Almighty Father.
Yes,
Dear God,
Lord.
that we will help each other. Father God, we thank you, dear God.
Thank you,
Sometimes, dear God,
Jesus.
individuals here, we are going through so much depression, but dear God, you still, dear God,
My God.
speaking to them, Almighty Father, to
My
call
God.
somebody, to text somebody, Almighty
Thank you,
Father.
Jesus.
And in so, Almighty Father, we are helping each other. Help
Thank
us,
you,
dear God, that we're not quick
Jesus.
to judge each other, God, but to, dear God, to
Oh God.
lift us up, Almighty Father, to trust in you.
Hallelujah.
Father God,
Yes,
bless us, dear God,
Lord.
like how you blessed David with your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding
Thank
to
you,
know your
Jesus.
news, know your news, and be able to
Oh God, oh
differentiate
God.
your good
Oh.
news, dear God, from the world,
Yes,
from the news
Lord.
of this world, Almighty Father, because a lot of person, dear God, they are coming up with some news,
Oh,
Father God, but there's
Jesus.
nothing, Almighty Father, there's nothing. So God, bless us with your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, God, to know
Oh,
you for
Jesus.
ourselves, Almighty Father,
Yes,
and to
Lord.
apply your teaching, Almighty Father.
Thank you,
Father
Jesus.
God, teach us, dear God, and touch our eyes, our ears, so we will hear your
Oh,
words,
Jesus.
see the works of your hands, and as you and as your temple, Almighty Father, carry out, dear God, the work, dear God, on this earth, Almighty Father. Father God, we
Yes,
glorify you,
Lord.
Lord, we honor you. Father God, you didn't say the road would be easy, but one thing, God, you promised us, Almighty Father, that you will never leave us, you will never forsake
My
us.
God.
And Father God, you have demonstrated that in the past. You have demonstrated, dear God, in the Bible. You have demonstrated in me, in us, dear God, that is
Yes,
here, dear God,
Lord.
the person, the all individuals, dear God, that are here, Almighty Father. You have demonstrated in our families, dear God, even just by walking on the road, dear God, in the news,
Hallelujah.
dear God, you have
Thank
demonstrated,
you, Jesus.
Almighty Father. And so, therefore, God, you as you crossed over, you helped the Israelites, dear God, to cross over the Red Sea. You
Jesus.
didn't move the Red Sea, but you parted it, Almighty Father.
Oh,
Father God, you didn't
Jesus.
prevent them, dear God, from showing, dear God, Daniel in the lion's den, dear God, but you
Oh,
worked, Almighty
Jesus.
Father. You could have stopped them, dear God, from putting
Oh, God.
the three Hebrew boys in the fire, but you did not stop. Dear God,
My
you
God.
demonstrated, Almighty Father, that you will never leave us, you will never forsake us.
My
And so,
God.
therefore, God, dear Lord, it is hard. God, it is hard, dear God, but we hold
Oh,
on to you, Almighty
Jesus.
Father. From whence cometh our help, Almighty Father? Our help cometh from you, God, which made heaven and
Oh,
earth, Almighty
Jesus.
Father. You will never and you will not allow the sun to strike us by day nor the moon by night. Father God, you are our shield
My
and
God,
buckler.
my
And
God.
Father God, as we glorify you, Lord, we thank you for the leader. We thank you, dear God, for the present, for
Hallelujah.
Brother Scott, Almighty Father. We thank you, dear
Oh,
God,
thank
for
you,
blessing him, dear
Jesus.
God, with the health and that strength and that wisdom and that knowledge and
Jesus.
that understanding and the humility, Almighty
Oh,
Father, the
Jesus.
obedience, Almighty Father,
Hallelujah.
to come, Almighty Father, and even us, Almighty Father, the obedience, dear God, to
Oh,
come on this platform to
Jesus.
hear your word. We are hungry of your word,
Oh,
Almighty Father. And so, therefore,
Jesus.
God, we thank you, Father
Oh,
God, we ask you, dear Lord, to bless us
Thank
individually and collectively. Help
you,
us, dear God, that we'll
Jesus.
hold firm
Thank
on
you,
you, Almighty Father.
Jesus.
Cover our children, Almighty Father. Cover our parents, Almighty Father.
Yes,
Cover, dear
Lord.
God, our siblings, Almighty Father. Everyone, dear God, everyone, dear God, that is affiliated with us, God. Cover them,
Yes,
God. You
Lord.
said, dear God, you will uphold us with your righteous right hand, and
My
no
God.
weapon formed against us will prosper. Anything that rise up against us in judgment will be condemned. Father
Amen.
God, we
My
pray
God.
against backlash, dear God. We pray against reprisal, Almighty Father. We pray, dear God,
Oh,
that you will continue to
Jesus.
hold us, dear God, in the palm of your hands. Father God, we ask you, dear Lord, to have your way in us, God, and through us,
Hallelujah.
Lord, as we glorify you, Lord, and we honor you, and we give you thanks.
In
In Jesus'
Jesus'
name we
name.
pray.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
And the
Thank you.
benediction says, may the Lord strengthen our faith as we continue to hear, believe, and boldly confess Jesus Christ as Lord, trusting in his saving grace each day. May he send us out with hearts full of his love and mouths ready to share the good news so that others may come to know him and call upon his name. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you,
Bless
Lord.
the Lord.
Praise
Bless the
God, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you.